Chapter 2. Phases. The Army builds H-2F training and testing across a soldier's career span in two phases, initial and sustaining. The training is based on an assessment of the needs of the soldier and the unit. The testing validates that training has met the readiness needs of the soldier and, by extension, his or her unit. This part of the doctrine discusses the two phases of the H-2F system. Initial phase. Initial phase training builds foundational and fundamental skill in soldiering tasks: shoot, move, communicate, survive, and protect or treat. Within these tasks are physical and mental skills that soldiers must acquire before the completion of initial military training, IMT. Training prior to IMT is driven by the individual recruit in the FSP, guided by information in this doctrine and the recruiter. Drill sergeants and their fellow cadre, who include H-2F performance team members, conduct training in IMT in large collective formations using H-2F facilities and equipment. Initial phase training includes the FSP, BCT, Advanced Individual Training, AIT, One Station Unit Training, OSAT, Warrant Officer Candidate School, known as WOCS, Warrant Officer Basic Course, known as WOBC, Basic Officer Leader Courses, and the time spent acclimating to the first units of assignment. Due to the varying lengths of these IMT programs, some soldiers who finish sooner may stay in the initial phase after moving to their first unit of assignment until they are physiologically ready to move to sustaining phase activities. By the time soldiers have completed 6 months of IMT, they are ready to move to the sustaining phase. H-2F performance teams provide individual training and testing for those soldiers who need more time to adapt. If a soldier reaches the sustaining phase standards during AIT or OSAT, he or she can begin sustaining phase training. Progression to sustaining phase activity should not be an automatic expectation. Soldiers will arrive at their first units of assignment medically ready, physically fit, disciplined, and lethal with their weapons. The variety of time spent in IMT means that some soldiers' physiological preparedness may not be at the same level as others. As discussed in Chapter 12, new soldiers may have to modify training until they can safely join sustaining phase training. Initial phase training is much more prescriptive than sustaining phase training for these important reasons. Untrained and deconditioned individuals must adhere to a training program that mitigates the relatively high risk of injury. Initial phase soldiers must learn the standard movements required for soldiering. Prescriptive collective training is most feasible when there is a high trainee-to-cadre ratio. Shared training experiences instill cohesion and improve the soldierization process. Future Soldier Program. The FSP prepares individuals for the OPAT and the rigors of IMT. Detailed information for commanders in charge of preparing individuals and recruits for the physical demands of IMT is found in Part 4. Basic Combat Training. The 10-week H-2F program for BCT provides foundational readiness and fundamental physical and mental skills. New soldiers report to BCT with various levels of potential. The first weeks of training focus on general progression of physical readiness. To minimize the risk of injury, soldiers must perform exercises correctly, precisely, and with gradually increasing intensity. To imprint the motor skills required for fundamental physical demand tasks, soldiers repeat the exercises and drills, like the common soldier tasks, as frequently and with as much attention to detail as possible. The schedules in this doctrine, when executed to standard, provide the proper training intensity and volume to improve training and testing outcomes and control attrition. H-2F performance team in BCT includes physical therapists, registered dietitians, athletic trainers, strength and conditioning specialists, and H-2F master trainers. The H-2F performance team can train large formations using this doctrine and can evaluate soldiers who fall below BCT and H-2F goals. The H-2F performance team gives soldiers conditioning programs that improve their performance. Conditioning accounts for adaptive physiological changes that take longer than 10 weeks. Soldiers who require longer than this to meet Army standards to progress to AIT will move to the Fitness Training Unit, FTU. H2F Physical Training for BCT incorporates the following. Weight training. 7-day schedules to include active recovery sessions to maximize response to training. Strength, endurance, and sprint training ability groups. Sessions conducted in the ACU. Running skill training. Soft tissue and joint mobilization techniques for recovery. The ACFT. The non-physical domains of H2F. Nutritional readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, sleep readiness. Advanced individual training. AIT focuses on technical and MOS-oriented subjects. Therefore, H2F training should prepare these soldiers to meet the physical and non-physical requirements of their first units of assignment. H2F performance teams continue to conduct initial phase training until soldiers meet Army standards before transitioning to sustaining phase activities. A 14-week AIT schedule is included in Part 4. One Station Unit Training. OSAT follows similar progression as BCT for the first 10 weeks, and then continues initial phase activities until soldiers have met the Army's standards for sustaining phase. Sustaining phase activities are more complex and prepare soldiers to perform the requirements of their MOS assignments and multiple domain operations. MOSs with 22-week OSAT will be programmed by the H2F performance team in those schools. A 22-week OSAT schedule is included in Part 4. First Unit of Assignment. After completing IMT, soldiers arrive at their first unit within a few days or weeks. The break between departure from IMT and arrival at the first unit may cause soldiers' readiness to degrade. Significant losses in strength, endurance, and mobility occur after 14 days of little or no training. The degradation is more significant in newly trained soldiers who do not already have high levels of physical readiness. IMT leaders and H2F performance teams understand this and encourage and motivate soldiers to accept responsibility to maintain their own readiness. H2F performance team members and unit leaders at the soldier's first assignment are also aware of this. They design and organize conditioning programs that expedite the new soldier's acclimatization to the unit and movement into sustaining phase training. These programs may last from a few days to several weeks. Sustaining phase. Sustaining phase H2F training builds upon the foundation established in initial phase. The sustaining phase creates mastery of the physical and mental attributes of occupational and combat tasks. Developing individualized programs for soldiers will be the norm in sustaining phase. This is possible in sustaining phase because each unit or installation will have the requisite H2F system. For National Guard and remotely located soldiers, regional H2F performance team members within each state, available as consultants to individuals and units, develop and implement H2F training. Equipment and facility support will be through unit facilities and other training venues. Warrant Officer Candidate School. H2F training and testing in Warrant Officer Candidate School employs sustaining phase programming that prepares warrant officer candidates for their FUAs. Warrant Officer Basic Course. The Warrant Officer Basic Course will continue requirements established in Warrant Officer Candidate School for the various durations of Warrant Officer Basic Course. These may include and are not limited to physical and non-physical training domains. Basic Officer Leader Courses. Cadets and officer candidates report to an Accessions Basic Officer Leader course with various levels of physical and non-physical readiness. They will have passed the OPAT. The first weeks of training focus on progressive training of the whole body. Similar to BCT, cadets and officer candidates in an Accessions Basic Officer Leader course perform initial phase training. They learn fundamental physical skills as well as the drill and ceremony that they will use to lead soldiers. Officers in a branch basic officer level course transition to sustaining phase activities once they have passed the ACFT. To minimize the risk of injury and overtraining, the intensity and volume of training progresses gradually. Commanders, cadre, and H2F performance teams should evaluate each new cadet or officer candidate who falls below an Accessions Basic Officer Leader course standards and should give special assistance to improve performance. More training is not necessarily better. The quality and quantity of training should be assessed with an understanding that some cadets and officer candidates may require additional time to make the improvements required to meet Army standards. Active component. The goal of H2F is to improve each soldier's physical and non-physical readiness to survive and win in any operational environment. The H2F system enables the Army to provide campaign-capable expeditionary forces. Commanders are responsible for the training, performance, and readiness of their soldiers, and use the training management cycle and resources to meet H2F objectives. See ADP 70 for training. The Army's unit training plan discussed in ADP 70 provides the framework for commanders to achieve proficiency in their unit's mission essential task lists, medals. The unit medal drives training. Key to the success of this process is the inclusion of bottom-up feedback. This approach applies mission command to the training process. Mission command is the Army's approach to command and control that empowers subordinate decision-making and decentralizes execution. With this approach, senior leaders provide training focus, direction, and resources. Subordinate leaders develop training objectives and training requirements specific to the unit and provide feedback on training proficiency. At each level of a unit's hierarchy above the squad or team, H2F performance team members, starting with H2F master trainers, are available to advise on and implement H2F training. These members identify unit needs and train to standard according to the unit training plan or the published training schedule. They analyze tasks and identify both collective and individual tasks that support the higher headquarters medal, the bottom-up feedback. Over time, structured, recurring periods of H2F training increases unit readiness. Commanders should establish H2F program goals based on the physical and non-physical requirements of the unit's medal or mission. Commanders use this process and H2F performance team personnel to identify training requirements for the unit's mission and to subsequently plan, prepare, execute, and assess all H2F training. This is the process for effective H2F governance within the unit. This process is critical to ensure proper readiness outcomes of the unit's H2F program. Reserve component. With operational deployments increasing in recent times, United States Army Reserve and Army National Guard of the United States soldiers have made up about half of the personnel engaged in current conflicts. In this increasingly busy operational period, and with civilian occupational demands further restraining time to train, Army Reserve and Army National Guard soldiers understand the critical importance of time to optimize individual readiness, well above and beyond physical fitness test standards. It is critical that reserve component commanders use the Army training management cycle to support their units' medals. Army Reserve and Army National Guard soldiers typically perform occupational and operational tasks that are the same as their regular Army counterparts. However, they may have lower fitness levels because they conduct mandated physical readiness training less frequently throughout the year. As such, some reserve component soldiers may be at greater risk of injury and have physical performance deficits. The H2F program gives soldiers the motivation and knowledge they need to conduct their own quality training sessions between unit collective training, or when they are off base or in remote locations. H2F performance teams at unit assemblies incorporate H2F activities from this field manual into individual schedule for drill, inactive duty training periods. Most of the activities support reserve component unit medals. Therefore, during assemblies, H2F personnel teach one aspect of a high priority domain, for example, running drill 2 for strength improvement, for soldiers to practice on their own. Many of the exercises in require no or very little equipment, so soldiers can practice individually if facilities are not readily available. When soldiers require equipment, for weight training, for example, most military and civilian physical training facilities commonly have it. Given the restraints on training reserve component personnel, the H2F system provides a program to monitor and motivate regular systematic training of these soldiers. Monitoring is important, especially if the Army pays soldiers to maintain standards or awards them promotion points for success on fitness tests. Monitoring compliance with training is accomplished in the future applications, mobile applications. The application details each training session conducted remotely by capturing a mix of automatic monitoring, heart rate, elevation change, step cadence, and global positioning system, and self-reporting rating of perceived exertion, RPE, satisfaction with the workout, and self-reported readiness level. The application sends results to H2F performance team personnel and the unit command. The application adjusts programs to raise the soldier's self-reported readiness level and to meet the unit's mission. The mobile application can connect soldiers to unit and partner training sessions, which improves teamwork, cohesion, and aspiration to do well. Individual training. Soldiers in the Army Reserve Troop Program Unit and Army National Guard, and many soldiers in the regular Army, such as recruiters, shift workers, criminal investigators, Army school cadre, foreign area officers, and defense attachés, depend on information in this doctrine for H2F programming. The H2F system supplies them with the knowledge and support they need to prepare for their occupational and combat tasks. Soldiers who work and train on their own must make every effort to conduct H2F physical and non-physical training throughout their work weeks. The program works best when it becomes a normal way of daily life, incorporating and complying with the best nutritional readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, and sleep readiness, as well as physical readiness training techniques and procedures. All soldiers must understand that it is their personal responsibility to achieve and sustain a high level of readiness. Individual H2F training is designed to improve each soldier's contribution to the unit's readiness. Strength and conditioning drills, movement skill, mental training drills, mindfulness exercises, sleep readiness, and performance nutritional practices can be mastered individually or with a partner. The soldier who immerses individually in the practices builds readiness equivalent to any soldier doing the same in a collective setting. Condensed training. When scheduled training requirements, environmental considerations, or FTXs conflict with the designated time available for H2F training, leaders may condense the sessions. This applies in both initial and sustaining phases. These sessions, while being shorter and therefore less likely to meet unit readiness goals, may still have a focus to them. Phases. The two phases of the Holistic Health and Fitness H2F system, the initial phase and the sustaining phase, cover the total Army. From the start of the initial phase as a new recruit until completion of the sustaining phase, when soldiers become Army careerists, they will be immersed in a comprehensive H2F system that optimizes their readiness.